Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Derek Mason, Braden Gall live from Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel in downtown. Marquise Munson back producing in the studio. And Teron Davenport, of course, from ESPN joining us here. Got the podcast, got the radio show here with us, got all kinds of things you can find for him everywhere, all over the internets. Teron, how do you think the Titans, like yourself, how do you think the Titans are spending their bye week? What is the goal this weekend?
I think the goal for them is to rest up and come back healthy, ready to go. And when I say that, I'm talking about Corey Davis, Jayon Brown, Jarrell Casey, Delanie Walker. Those guys got to get back because this team needs them going down the stretch. So before I move on, though, that music is perfect. I guarantee you that Mama said Knock You Out is what Myles Garrett was listening to last night, man.
Oh.
That was,
man,
just.
I've never seen anything like that.
Yeah, that was just unfortunate,
yeah, that was crazy,
man. Regardless of what went on, that was unfortunate. It was an unfortunate ending to a really good game. That was played last night by Cleveland. Now, I'm not saying this was played well by Pittsburgh, but by Cleveland on a Thursday night. Brayden and I, we're going to get into some content later on in the show. And I want to kind of ask you before we get into this conversation. This team is relatively a young team. And now the second half of the season, they have to, as a team, this is where you need to pick up your play, the last stretch run, to try to make a playoffs. Which young individuals on this team you believe has earned the right to continue to be cornerstones of this team, not just the second half of the season, but moving on next year and years after that? Because there are a few guys that are on their last year of their rookie deal. There are some young guys that need contracts moving forward. But who do you believe has earned that right to be cornerstones of this team moving forward? Discounting Teddy Lewan because he's already signed.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't going to tell you him anyway. I think it starts with Derrick Henry. That's the guy. I mean, he's shown that. He is the one that they need to ride. He's shown that the offense revolves around him. Just the fact, I mean, you look, this team is, I think they're 10 and 5 over the last 2 years when he gets 15 or more carries. The bottom line is he's the focal point of that offense. So he's one. Really, I can't say anybody else who has an expiring contract, but I do think A.J. Brown, just as a total pitcher, is putting himself in that position. Defensively, as far as expiring contracts are concerned, Logan Ryan, he's a cornerstone. And I get it. He's not, you know, a young fella or anything like that, but his influence in the locker room, his play on the field, I mean, if he goes down, they are in trouble because they don't have anyone else that could play the nickel spot like he can. So I would say those two players as far as expiring contracts are concerned.
Teron Davenport joining us here covering the Tennessee Titans. And sort of the old D-Mace two-part question here. And one is, do you have any idea what Ryan Tannehill is looking for from a financial standpoint in the offseason? And two is, we know the administration was in on Marcus Mariota being the starting quarterback for the entirety of the season, or at least through the offseason. When do you think Mike Vrabel changed his opinion to Ryan Tannehill?
Yeah, I know the popular thing right now is, you know, we're going through the revisionist history, right? We're going back and saying, hey, you know, I tried to tell in August, I've known since August that Mariota wasn't the guy that they wanted. I don't believe that. I think it really started. I'm going to say that Bills game was when that doubt started to creep into Mike Vrabel's mind. And then it was reinforced in the Broncos game, and he did what he had to do. Now, as far as what Tannehill's looking for, that's a really good question. I don't know what he's looking for, but I think the Titans have to be careful, right? They have to be very careful not to get caught up in this streak that's going on right now because, look, end of the day, we know what Ryan Tannehill has been over the pretty much whole part of his career, right? I mean, this is a guy, remember, the Dolphins paid millions to have him not play for them. So You got to be careful with what you do contract-wise. I think, personally, he should be a bridge guy, and they're going to have to get somebody in this draft. Now, if they don't get somebody, then they're in a little bit of trouble. But I'm not sure what contract he's looking for.
Now, we all know what's going on. We obviously have to talk about it, the whole Colin Kaepernick thing. Yeah. I don't want to get into, you know, whether I believe it's a farce or not. I do, but we talked about it yesterday, and we'll talk about it a little bit later on. But do you think someone from the Tennessee Titans organization will head down to Atlanta to at least see what he looks like as a player? Because they have no quarterback on a contract for next year. We know they're going to draft one. But other than that, you don't know what Tannehill is going to be asking for. He might be asking for a little bit too much, and you don't want to go back to Marcus again. So do you think they send someone to Atlanta to at least check out Kaepernick and see what he looks like?
Yeah, my opinion of that workout is along the lines of yours. But I think they are going to send somebody there, just like you said, because you have to – turn over every rock. So I think they'll have somebody there. Now, how seriously they take that and how much weight they put on that is probably a different story. But I think they'll have somebody there. Right now, I think it's up to 11 teams.
And that means, because you just said, you think we're not sure what Ryan Tannehill is going to ask for. We're assuming Marcus Mariota is not a part of the equation and that a draft pick is. It like there's still two. There's so many moving parts here, Teron, that to try to project what this roster and that quarterback room looks like next year is virtually impossible. I mean, the smart money, or at least the smart decision, in my opinion, is Ryan Tannehill on a bridge deal with a rookie quarterback backing him up. But what happens if Ryan Tannehill wants $26 million or $22 million like Teddy Bridgewater or Nick Foles? They're not going to pay. Are they going to pay that level of money for Ryan Tannehill? Or do you go to Marcus and say, hey, are you willing to play for $15 million? I don't think the fan base – I feel like the fan base would revolt with that. And or do you want to start a rookie quarterback? Like, what are the solutions here?
Yeah, I don't think there's any way you could go back to Marcus. I don't think it's possible. That ship is gone. That's a good question about Tannehill because, yeah, I mean, we're sitting here saying that he's a bridge guy. He should be there to, you know, help train his replacement. But at the same time, is he going to be willing to do that? So that's an awesome question. Quarterback-wise in the draft, I mean, who knows where this Titans team is going to end up. So do you want to pony up the next couple drafts and move up and get whoever should be there? Or are you going to kind of play your cards and hope a Jalen Hurts, a Jordan Love, or Jacob Eason, those kind of guys are there. So there are a lot of moving parts. Like I said, you have to be very careful with this Tannehill situation because you could catch yourself in a situation where you're overpaying for something that isn't a whole season's worth of production. So there are so many moving parts, and it's just I'm glad I'm not John Robinson. I'll put it that way.
Now, with the emergence, and I say that lightly, with the emergence of A.J. Brown, because the numbers are not gaudy, but he's a rookie and he's still learning. He's made some big plays. He's also dropped some big passes that they needed. But all in all, I think the young kid is learning, and they think he's going to be a player in this league. With that being said, what do you think they are thinking in regards to Corey Davis? Because it just seems like this year, quietly, Corey Davis has just – I don't know if he's regressed, but we're not looking at him in the same light as we did last year. Because I thought last year he made a huge jump into proving, okay, I can be the guy. And then this year, I don't know if it's because of quarterback situation or whatnot, it just seems like – he slipped back into that year two mode.
Yeah, and, you know, that's the thing that's kind of crazy because he showed flashes last year, right? Uh-huh. You got the Patriots game. You got the Eagles game. Those were signs that, hey, you know what? This guy can be the player they were looking at. with the number 5 overall pick. But you're right. I feel like he has regressed. And what I'm not seeing is just that assertiveness from him. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I'm saying, where it's like you don't get the ball, you're demanding the ball. You know, you get the ball, you do everything you can with it because you don't know when the next time you're going to get it. I'm not seeing that from him this year. So I'm curious how they approach that situation. I mean, he's a guy that, you know, unless they get someone in the draft this year, you know, they're going to have to figure out a way to bring him back when his contract's up. But that deal is going to – and honestly, this is one thing I just thought of. When his contract's up, who's to say that he wants to be here?
Exactly.
I know if I was him, I would be looking at what Michael Thomas is doing with the Saints. And I'm not saying that he's a better player than Thomas, but I'd be looking at it and saying, wow, see, that's how you set an offense up and you get a receiver involved. You know, so who's to say that he wants to stay here once his time is up?
Teron Davenport, enjoy the off week, my friend. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate it. Enjoy that fine food there at Kitchen Notes.
It is fine.
I just had a cheese pizza biscuit, Teron. How's that sound?
That sounds extravagant.
All right, man. Thank you so much. Teron Davenport, everybody.
All right, man.
ES.
Y'all take it easy.
Be good, dude. ESPN there covering all things the Tennessee Titans. And I want to get into what you brought up with him when we come back, and that is – We know sort of the veterans, the established guys. Kevin Byard's been paid. Taylor Lewan's been paid. We know that there's a massive quarterback question moving forward for the Tennessee Titans. But I want to look at the young nucleus on this roster and ask you who has earned the spot, who has proven that they belong as a part of the core. We look at the Preds all the time.
Exactly.
And we talk about the core of the Predators and them being together. Who is the core of the Titans? Who's earned that spot and who's not? We'll get into that when we come back right here on Morning Drive.